America's Test Kitchen, we created 100 new recipes for this book, told the story of how to make these recipes in your kitchen, created the photographs of for these recipes, so that once you finish reading all about Italy, you can go into the kitchen and make Italy happen on your own, in your own kitchen, wherever you are.
That's Jack Bishop, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Jack Bishop is the Chief Creative Officer of America's Test Kitchen. He was part of the original team that started America's Test Kitchen. Jack leads the creative teams working on the company's television shows, magazines, books, websites, and online cooking school. He's the author of several cookbooks, including Vegetables Every Day and The Complete Italian Vegetarian Cookbook. He joins us to talk about Tasting Italy, a culinary journey. Jack, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dan. Great to be here.
Tell us about how this book came together.
Believe it or not, it was a casual conversation at a publishing conference 3 years ago that I had with some editors at National Geographic. And the more we started talking, we both sides were like, wow, we could do an amazing book if America's Test Kitchen teamed up with National Geographic and really bring Italy to life in pictures and words, in recipes. And 3 years later, the book is done.
So tell us about the two principal people who were involved with writing the essays for this book.
Yeah, so National Geographic brought three things. Their amazing photography that takes you to each of the regions of Italy, their maps, which are just fabulous, and then two writers, Eugenia Bone and Giulia Della Croce, who have lived and traveled extensively in Italy and really tell the stories, food festivals, markets, local ingredients, history. America's Test Kitchen, we created 100 new recipes for this book, told the story of how to make these recipes in your kitchen, created the photographs of for these recipes, so that once you finish reading all about Italy, you can go into the kitchen and make Italy happen on your own, in your own kitchen, wherever you are.
So it's much more than just a cookbook. It's a history book, it's culture, it's all these things. So I was thinking that even if you didn't end up cooking yourself, the book teaches you a lot about history and culture, so it'll give you a greater appreciation of the food.
Yeah, like all of the best travel books, this is a book to curl up in a comfy chair in front of the fire and spend a couple of hours reading, looking at the pictures, immersing yourself in understanding, well, what actually are the traditions in the Veneto, which is the region in the north where Venice is, or learning more about Sicily, its history, the ingredients, its culture. And then, you know, you can get out of your comfy chair, go into the kitchen, and bring to life each of those cuisines through 100 different recipes that represent the diversity of Italian cooking from north to south, east to west. So it's a really interesting book that you can use in lots of different ways. And if someone in your family just wants to read it, great. Hopefully someone in your family also wants to cook.
Tell us more about the work that America's Test Kitchen did with these recipes, because these are authentic recipes that are very much grounded in the tradition and culture of the land. So how do you interpret those recipes for an American cook?
Yeah, so I want to say these are all authentic Italian recipes. So a lot of recipes that we may see in Italian restaurants in the United States are not actually Italian. They don't really eat spaghetti and meatballs in Italy, for instance. So the first thing is we wanted to do real recipes that are from Italy, but we also wanted to modernize them. So sure, you can make fresh pasta by hand on the counter, but you can also make the dough in a food processor. So we're going to make the dough in a food processor to make it more accessible. You can pound basil and garlic and pine nuts into a smooth pesto with a mortar and pestle, but you could also do that in a blender or a food processor. There are also some ingredients that may be a little hard to find. And so although that's really becoming less and less a case, but some places where there may be something that's really just available locally in Italy where we came up with a substitution. But I think more we were looking for shortcuts to be able to make this recipe accessible to an American audience and also really explaining it in detail. Now, that's what we do at America's Test Kitchen. We tell you how to make the recipe so that if you go ahead and make it, it's going to work.
So what are some of your favorite recipes from the book?
So a recipe from northern Italy that I love, potato gnocchi with a fontina sauce. So gnocchi are little handmade pastas that are made with mashed potatoes and flour. They're boiled. They're dumplings, if you think about German potato-based dumplings, but they're very light and fluffy. And then with this fontina sauce. So fontina is one of the great cow's milk cheeses of Italy, from northern Italy. And the sauce is just fontina, butter, parmesan, and a little nutmeg. It's a pretty amazing, decadent, but comforting dish that, you know, brings the cuisine of northern Italy to life in your own kitchen.
Well, that made me hungry already. Do you have another example of a recipe that you particularly liked in this book?
Yeah, I mean, let's go all the way to the south, to Sicily. You know, we know pesto in the United States, and we think of it as a basil puree, the sauce for pasta that's made with basil and garlic. But there are other pestos, and there's one from Sicily that uses grape or cherry tomatoes so that you can make it year-round, and then almonds, a little hot red pepper flakes, a little bit of garlic, and you put all that in the food processor, and it's a really interesting pasta sauce that is tomato-based. It's got the nuts, which gives it some richness. It's got the garlic and some heat to it, not too much, but just a little, and is a very, very classic Sicilian dish that most Americans have probably never tasted.
We discussed earlier that this is more than just a cookbook. It's filled with essays and maps and photos. But how is the book organized? When you pick it up, how do you navigate your way through it?
So we've divided the book into three major regions: northern Italy, central Italy, and then southern Italy. And then in each of those sections, the 20 administrative regions. So Italy doesn't have states the way we have Kansas and Missouri and Nebraska. They have these administrative regions like the Veneto, which is the area around Venice, or Tuscany, which is where Florence is. So each of those regions gets its own chapter. It's an essay that tells you about the place, the cuisine, the climate, the geography, the history, essays about local traditions, food festivals, ingredients, wine that's very important there, and then specific recipes from that region that bring the ingredients and traditions to life. And so it's really like 20 different books about 20 different cuisines all in one big package.
Now, we talked about some of your favorite recipes. What are some of your favorite essays or sidebars from the book?
I love the sidebars that bring ingredients to life. So truffles from Alba in the Northwest, which just, I still remember the first time I had pasta with shaved white truffles. Black truffles are really more traditional in France, but white truffles from Italy, I still remember the first time I tasted that in Italy, and I was like, wow. There's a great little essay in Umbria about sausages. This is a region in central Italy. It's between Rome and Florence, where they make a lot of different, mostly pork sausages, and just a town where the pigs are feeding on acorns to create this amazing sausage that flavors so many of the dishes, the soups, the pasta dishes. Of course, the sausage can also be cooked on its own. And the chapter then has a recipe for a really unusual dish that is sausages with grapes and onions, which is a very traditional dish from Umbria that most Americans are going to be like, grapes with a sausage dish? But it's really, trust me, it's delicious with a little bit of white wine in it, some balsamic vinegar, some herbs. It's a really amazing sausage dish.
The book is Tasting Italy, A Culinary Journey. Jack, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Oh, my pleasure. You have a great day, Dan.
Jack Bishop is the Chief Creative Officer of America's Test Kitchen. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You'll find us on Facebook by searching for KPR Conversations. That's all one word. And you can also use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.